Okay, we're picking up with our introduction to Hilchos Chanukah. We're going to finish that already today, move on to some more of the halachas. So we're up to the famous question of the Beis Yosef. There's a whole sefer with, I think, 99 different answers to this question. The Beis Yosef has a famous question. Why should Chanukah be 8 days if there was really enough for one day? So really, there was only a miracle for 7 days. The Beis Yosef himself actually gives 3 different answers to this question. 2 of which seem pretty similar, but so his answers, we'll go with his answers, we'll say another one, maybe two famous other answers. So he says, firstly, that maybe that the first night they realized, let's just light a little bit each night. So the first night they put in only 1/8, and the second night 1/8, and the third night, meaning each night they only put 1/8 of the amount, and that 1/8 each night lasted the entire night. So really, each night, there was this miracle that it lasted the entire night. That's the first answer Beis Yosef suggests. The other answer Beis Yosef suggests is after they put in the shemen, they put in the oil, in the neros, in the shear, so then the pach was completely full, like it had just been put in, and they noticed that miracle immediately the first night, that the pach was full, so therefore the first night also had a bechina of this miracle as well, because it was completely full, didn't go down at all. Another answer, which seems very similar to this previous answer, is the Beis Yosef says that the first night they put in all the shemen in the neros, and it lasted the whole night, and in the morning they found that the neros were meleim, shemen, and that's also part of the miracle. It says very similar to the second answer, but that's the 3 answers the Beis Yosef himself gives. The Beis Yosef doesn't give the famous answer of the Meiri, which is that we're commemorating the miracle. So someone explained maybe he doesn't like that answer because they should have not been misakin this bracha dafkan hadlakas neros, meaning it wouldn't have been dafkan that point. Any point it should have been fine, and therefore he has to do something. Maybe has to do with the shemen. So that could be another answer. There's one more maybe, and then we'll go weiter. Is that the fact that they found it was the miracle? They found the one pach that itself was a miracle. That's what we could be commemorating on the first night. Okay, so either way, that was a great miracle Akash Baruch Hu did for us. And Chanukah, though, even though there is an indifference to Shabbos, let's say definitely Yantiv, though, where there's a chiyuv seuda on Chanukah, there's not a formal chiyuv of mishta v'simcha. Even mishta v'simcha, which does apply on Purim, we do not find that same level chiyuv on Chanukah. So that is the question of why not? Why be'etzem is there no din of having a seuda and having the seuda on the Antiv of Chanukah, on the Chag of Chanukah? Why don't we do that? So Shlomo Zalman very nicely in Sefer Halichos Shlomo, Parak Yud Zayin in Orchos Halacha, brings down a very nice answer. He says that at the end of the, what was the idea of Simcha v'Mishta? Is because that is a full Nitzachon. Like on Purim, we have Mishta v'Simcha because we had a full Nitzachon over the enemies. We had over Haman and everybody was trying to hurt us. And also Kimlu v'Kiblu, we have another Kabbalah Torah. Masha Enke, we don't find that after the time of the Nitzachon of the Maccabim and Matisyahu Kohen Gadol and all of them, that Klal Yisrael did a mass tshuva. They did, granted, for sure they did the avodah, the Beis Hamikdash, the Rechozer, that. However, the whole thing that they were fighting, which was Tarbus Yavan, and the whole culture of Greece around us, that whole modern culture of different things that have the negative influences on us, we don't realize even that we walk around daily with some of these thoughts that are mamish connected to the Torah. A lot of the things, like a free choice and I can do whatever I want in this world. That's not what we believe. We believe that we have a Torah of Tariag Mitzvahs, that we have a Chiyuv to keep, and we can't do whatever we want. We have to keep exactly what Hashem tells us. And now we don't realize that these ideas get creeped into our thoughts just by the society around us. And Shlomo Zalman said that was never taken away. And even Bizman HaZeh, in this Golas, we've never fully taken it away, and that's why it's not a full-fledged, complete miracle. Very beautiful idea, B'shem Shlomo Zalman, answering this question of why, in fact, was it not a Mishta V'Simcha for Chanukah, but nonetheless, it's not Mishta V'Simcha. And this also might actually help us with the idea, the Iker point of Chanukah is Lahodos Lahalo, that we should be praising Kosh Baruch Hu during this time. So the Atar Zakenim, and also in the Magen Misharim, seems to say the same thing, that it quotes very beautifully that when it comes to, we know that the Chazal tell us that all the Moadim are Betalim except for Chanukah and Purim. So the Magen Misharim explains that because after Tzichas HaMesim, the Yetzer Hara is going to be completely removed, and if the Yetzer Hara is completely removed, there's no need to not eat Chametz, and the things that are removing the Yetzer Hara bring us closer to Hashem. We're already going to be so close to Hashem. Masha'inkin, the whole nature of Chanukah and Purim is Lahodos L'Halal, to give Shevach to Hashem. That for sure we should be doing. We for sure should be doing Shevach V'Hodayah to Hashem, and that's going to be continuing even after Tchiyas HaMeisim. Now, even though we hold that there is no formal Chiyuv, there definitely is Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, is Ktzas Mitzvah, even the Ramah really, before the Aruch HaShulchan, that there is definitely an inyan of Ktzas Mitzvah B'Riboya Se'udos. Because also, besides for the fact that it's Chanukah and Chafei Kislev, Meleches HaMishkan had been finished. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited in the Hakama HaMishkan, we know, till Nisan, which Yitzchak Avinu was born. There's a lot of deeper Torahs into everything I'm just saying right now. That specifically on Chanukah is Chanukah HaMizbeach. That's where we read the Parsha of the Nisim, not just Stam we read, because it has Lashon of, but it's the Chanukah HaMizbeach. It's really done on Chafei Kislev, and they waited till Nisan. And also, this idea of Zmiras Tishbachos and Suda is a very nice thing. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out that the Aruch HaShulchan says that also Iker Simchas HaNefesh also is done through eating many times. We know that the whole idea of Achalta V'Savato V'Rachta, a person in a Torah might be the only bracha, maybe Brachas HaTorah, but assuming the only real bracha of eating, of Brachas HaNen and thanking Hashem, is a bracha Midereisa, is benching, because you eat and you're satisfied. That's the Iker time to give a bracha. Well, what's the whole idea of Yitzchak Avinu, this past week's Parsha, of giving a bracha after Aseh L'Matamim and I'll give you a bracha? Because there's an inyan when a person is Sovea, that's when he can give the Iker bracha in life. So he has a Simchas, even though Simchas HaNefesh is Iker, you sometimes need that Gashmi is Tzad, the Simchas HaGuf, to be able to give that Simchas HaNefesh. That's the idea of Simchas Yontav also. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, for sure that should apply also with regards to Chanukah. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah takes us further, that if we have Seudos, where we have Zmiras V'Tishpachos, then those are going to turn into Seudas Mitzvah. That is the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, that it would turn into Seudas Mitzvahs. We could have so many Seudas Mitzvahs. We just sing a little bit, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say some Divrei Torah at every meal that we're having. That turns into a Seudas Mitzvah, like a Siyum Masechta. That's a wonderful, very big thing. So therefore, we should be doing, we should try to be doing that as much as possible. And that's a beautiful thing. We have these Chanukah gatherings. We should be singing at the Chanukah gatherings. We our Hashem, it's a time where a lot of families come together. It's beautiful. And we have a chance to be creating a very big, Kiddush Hashem. And also, right, Mekadosh Hashem, thank you, talking about the miracles. And also, a Seudas Mitzvah. So everybody should have many Seudas and enjoy them, the family, and also you should be singing during those sudas in order to turn them into sudas mitzvahs. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the minhag of Sufganiyot, and Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow's daily halacha.